Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. June 10, 2023. Worry for a child. Question: how should you let a child move into life independently? Answer: this is a problem. Be that as it may, I think you should not try to let him go until he feels that he can go on his own and do something. Question: how can you determine that a child is already independent? Answer: he himself will determine this by his actions, by his thoughts. You will see it on him. But there is no need to rush. From CAB TV's Blitz of Kabbalah Tips, May 18, 2023. A true Kabbalist? Question: there are techniques quite close to Kabbalah that transform a person's reality and he looks at all things differently. But these people have a big problem: they seem to go against society, believing that they can influence their reality and live in it. How can a person not play Superman too much and not completely deviate? Answer: this does not happen in Kabbalah. After all, the further a person progresses, the more modest, more hidden, withdrawn he becomes, he is not interested in being in full view of everyone. Don't you see it in me? I do not need television or fame. I would not leave my room. And not because I am like that by nature, but because all this loses its value. You go up on stage, there are several thousand people in front of you, they listen to you and even worship you. And you rejoice that they receive information and not that they idolize you. These are completely different things. Meaning, Kabbalah in no way makes a person arrogant. The further you advance, the closer you get to the Creator. That is, you realize how opposite you are to Him and, starting to compare yourself with Him or yourself with others, you feel that you are in a state where you are the lowest. Those who are higher than you on the ladder of ascent, they are higher spiritually, they have already moved on. Those who are below you on this ladder, they are still above you because they do not yet know what you know, and therefore, all their mistakes are not mistakes, they cannot do otherwise, it has not been revealed to them. And you feel worse than these, and worse than those. A true Kabbalist cannot be arrogant. On the contrary, he becomes simple, likes to joke, but can also be very serious, very sharp. In everything concerning correction of this world, he is burning. From CAB TV's I Got a Call. Transformation of Reality, April 6, 2011. Inconstant inner work. Question: how can a person endure 3 hours of a lesson chained to one place? Answer: he is constantly in a state of inner work. He is experiencing his life in this. The lesson gives him great fulfillment. Question: are you talking about a Kabbalist who understands what he is doing? Answer: even if he does not really understand, for him it is not just mental strain and work on some extraneous things. He is in constant emptying and filling, as he feels generally in corporeal life, but he goes through this at a tremendous inner pace. Let us say you are hungry, you go to a restaurant, and you are saturated with a wonderful meal exactly according to your desire. You walk out of there, walk 10 steps, meet someone, talk to them for 5 minutes, and suddenly, boom, a great desire arises in you again. Again you see a signboard, and again a table is before you, a duck stuffed with apples, good wine, and music. Again, in a pleasant conversation with your friends, you drink, have a snack, enjoy everything, and fill up again starting from the smells and music of light, food, and everything. This is the state a Kabbalist experiences all the time. From CAB TV's I Got a Call. The Magic of the Kabbalah Lesson, April 25, 2011. How does a Kabbalist act? Question: how does a Kabbalist act? Does he try to find someone to subjugate to instead of subjugating others? Answer: The Kabbalist is looking for an opportunity to connect with others as much as possible in order to reveal the only, single upper natural force, the basis of all nature, the Creator, in this connection. This single force is an absolute good, a quality of bestowal. The Kabbalist reveals it through his methodology when he becomes similar to it. Here he is kind of a detector, a receiver. He captures this force, gives it the opportunity to exist within him, and changes his qualities from reception to bestowal and all egoistic intentions from for his own sake to for the sake of others. As a result, it turns out that this single quality, which is concealed from us but permeates the entire universe, begins to manifest itself in him. By annulling his egoism, he ceases to be an obstacle to this force. Then it begins to pass and manifest itself through him as in any detector, any device, that becomes similar to some physical phenomenon and it manifests in it. From CabTV's I Got a Call. Manipulations of the Kabbalist, April 22, 2011.